Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
We've discussed the scourge of antisocial behaviour and hate crime on this programme regularly over the last year or so. But now the news that six Dublin primary schools have launched an education pilot to combat antisocial behaviour and hate crime in later life. Think Equal is a revolutionary early years educational programme which will run in 31 classrooms across primary schools in Dublin's Docklands area and aims to support the social and emotional development and well-being of primary school-aged children. Founder of Think Equal, Leslie Udwin, joins me now. You're very welcome, Leslie, to the programme.
Thank you so much, Cormac. Happy to be here.
I can't wait to discuss the pilot in Dublin with you, but I have to ask you, first of all, in general about the Think Equal programme, what was the inspiration behind creating it?
Well, I used to be a filmmaker until the insights from my last film turned me around completely and led me to found Think Equal and work on the concrete details of this program. I found myself, Cormac, in Indian prison cells in Delhi, interviewing the six gang rapists and murderers of that horribly vicious and notorious case of the young medical student who was gang raped on a moving bus for hours by six men. You remember that case?
Of course. And when I mention the name of the documentary, India's Daughter, it's going to resonate with an awful lot of people. But that changed your direction, really.
Completely, because what I discovered in those prison cells was simply heart-stopping. I went there with the notion that I was going to be interviewing psychopaths and animals, and I tell you, not one of these men was that.
Really?
What I discovered, and shocking as it is, you know, and we try so hard to distance ourselves, don't we, from these men and say they're nothing to do with us. What I discovered, Cormac, is that they are everything to do with us. We have taught them how to think. We have programmed them to see women as subject to different rules and regulations to the degree that they didn't feel any remorse, let alone remorse. They didn't even feel regret for what they had done. And they said to me, categorically, confidently believing their words, they said, she not only deserved what she got, we had a duty to teach her a lesson. Why? Because she was out at night after dark, and no good girl in India is ever out at night after dark.
Okay, can I stop you there for a second?
Yes,
because
yes.
That makes me sick to the pit of my stomach, I must say. And when you say they're everything to do with us, can I push back before we discuss the pilot for a second? No, they are not. There are many other people. This is a question, and I know you have the expertise in this. But what do you say to people who say they are not? They grew up in the same society as other people who are not gang rapists and murderers.
Yeah, but what are they seeing? And what are they learning from the moment they open their eyes in the world? They are learning that girls are subject to different rules. They are learning that when a boy child is born, you distribute sweets. When a girl child is born, you don't. They're learning that a boy should get a full glass of milk and a girl half a glass. Basically, sociocultural thinking is the same but different in all countries in the world, right? This is patriarchal culture, in a sense, which is widespread in every country. If it weren't, can you explain to me why one in three girls in England is subject to sexual violence, has experienced? One in three girls between 13 and 17. That's not just some freak accident. This is a trend. It's a pattern.
Okay.
Look at Andrew Tate. Look at what goes on in our world. I mean,
and on and on it goes. If we don't stop it, it kind of this behavior begets another type of behavior, gets worse, as you say.
Correct.
So tell me about the program then, the Think Equal program, which is being piloted in Dublin to eradicate this type of behavior.
Yes, and I have to tell you, I have just ended a three-hour session with all the teachers and heads from these schools, and I am so full of hope and optimism, and so are they, because we can do something about this. We can do it easily. We can do it inexpensively. The important thing is that we should do it before the age of six. And I'm not kidding you. This is an absolute imperative. Neuroscientists are very clear. The 90% of the adult brain is fully built by the age of five. And in respect of habitual ways of responding and emotion regulation, we are by six what we will be by 86. So the bottom line is, if we want to put the foundation in pure scientific terms, we want to put in the foundation for a life that is empathetic, that is kind, that is loving and decent, we've got to do that before six.
Okay.
So what the Think Equal program is, just to answer your question, it is a toolkit. It's a 4.5 kilogram box, which gets put in the hands of educators of early years children, between those ages, and with these narrative picture books and lesson plans and resources, which, by the way, have been designed by the top brains in the world in education, neuroscience, psychology, and social justice, with these tools, children have pro-social neuro pathways laid in their developing brains.
Wow.
In a partnership of learning.
So yeah. I think an awful lot of, I'm the parent of a 3-year-old.
Yes.
And he's not in one of these schools. Why is it being piloted in the Dublin Docklands area, can you tell me?
Only because a pilot, by definition, is small, smaller than a rollout, right? This, for me, is the first step to every child throughout Ireland getting this programme. And we have a duty to do this. So I am praying that the policymakers, Education Ministry, Health Ministry, because Cormac, this has so much more to do than just education, right? We're talking mental health outcomes and physical health outcomes. The police, the Garda, they have to come together and ensure that our children are nurtured pro-socially, because otherwise this cycle of violence will continue.
And who will teach the program? Will it be down to the teachers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Actually, this isn't extra on top of what the teachers are doing. These are the tools that operationalize the national curriculum. We have mapped it against Ireland's early years framework and national curriculum, and it's an exact fit. But without the tools, all you're giving your teachers is an academic framework which is meaningless to them. Because how do they know? They've never been trained in it, nor have they ever learned themselves to be, you know, conscientious, critical thinkers, empathetic, to have emotional literacy and emotion regulation. Cormac, I realize I didn't answer your question, why these schools? Because of Google.
Yeah.
So Google, in their generosity, said, we believe in this. They know that a balance has to be struck now, given that, you know, kids are having their brains altered by screens, pretty much, right? And they take community and doing the right thing incredibly seriously. I'm full of admiration for them. And
they're sponsoring this program.
Are sponsoring it. They've started in their community.
It's an exciting pilot program. By God, do we need a program like Think Equal to combat antisocial behaviour and hate crime and so on, and all of the other benefits that you mentioned. In the minute I have left, can you tell me if you've rolled this out in other jurisdictions what its impact has been?
34 countries we are in currently. In three of them, the education ministries have been enlightened and visionary enough to roll this out compulsorily, Cormac, alongside numeracy and literacy to every child across their countries. You wait and see what happens in those countries when these kids are adolescents and then young adults. It will be a revolution in prosperity and community. In Greater Manchester, let me just tell you, because this is such a glittering example, Every single reception classroom, 1,300 of them, have been given this program for free. 86% of them are assiduously implementing it now. And the National Health Service of England is paying for it. And the three-year-olds in the nurseries are being funded by the police. The violence reduction unit of the police. Now, doesn't that say it all? They
know. What? It makes so much sense. And I,
Thank you, Cormac.
I can say for sure, we will certainly keep an eye on this pilot program and how it's progressing, because we have discussed all of the issues that you touched on this program throughout the last year for sure. More power to you, Leslie Udwin, I would say, founder of Think Equal. I hope we talk again soon. Thank you very much.
Gnairi an Baharliat.
Inta Harfad.
Okay.